30. 31. 32, Hurrafa continued.
That's enough,
the first vulture said. The second vulture pecked the boy's nose, drawing blood and growling,
Shut up!
Why can't I hallucinate something more pleasant? Hurrafa failed to raise his stub and nurse his nose. Oh well. 33, he began again.
We are Jinn, the second vulture spat. Nariman the traitor called for us.
34. Wait, what? Hurrafa said.
From your story, we see you don't know the truth. Though he told you the start of it at the end,
the first vulture said slowly.
500 years ago, Nariman was one of us.
One of the best of us, the second vulture leered. Until he started dabbling with your kind.
The first vulture gave his companion a beady-eyed glare.
Nariman fell in love with Mugera and the servants. They were enchanting, and he was enchanted. They were charming, and he was charmed. Nariman brought many other djinn into fellowship with them, working toward their dream of a world without rules or strictures, where the wisdom of man and strength of djinn is in natural, perfect accord with the will of the divine. Or at least, that's what he thought they wanted.
Lies, like most of what mudkind says, the second vulture scowled.
Nariman was tricked. Mugera, Bayan, the servants, they didn't want to work with the djinn. They only wanted our power. They found ways to suck us dry, to imbue themselves with our skills while retaining their wits. Our elders did not find out until the deed was already done, and the imam and the saints had dealt away with the servants.
He paused, his glowering eyes misting.
Most of the youth who joined Nariman were recovered as barren shells. Nariman's younger brother Hazik was never found. Nariman was left alive, reduced, but alive, swearing he knew nothing, promising us he had been deceived.
He was exiled on pain of death, the second vulture sneered. Even to contact another djinn would be to forfeit his life.
He avoided all graves where we might reside, except one he claimed when Baghdad formed,
and stayed clear of most ruins. He did not enter or approach the places we make our homes. So when we heard him calling, I was surprised it was to help one of the mud kind,
one he manipulated and betrayed.
He contacted you, Hurrafa stammered. You killed him? That's why I haven't seen his body?
He was already dead when we arrived. You should have drowned in the sea. Your medicine is not evolved enough to understand, but the lack of air should have killed the components that make up your brain. He converted himself into air and brain matter for your consumption and repair. He stemmed the bleeding of your wrists with his own being. He gave the little that was left of himself to preserve you. When you washed up on the shore, the merging was still underway. Those that found you thought you dead. Your clothing, that of the Deccans of old, suggested you were one of Zoroaster's followers. So they left your body here. And when you woke, we came.
But why come as vultures and strike me? Why explain this now? Hurrafa asked.
Tormenting mud kind is a favorite pastime of mine.
The second vulture laughed.
No more,
the first vulture scolded him.
He's an idiot human, but he's suffered enough. Nariman gave his life for him, and for us to hear this story.